See, we're boarding with us, and there's an old boy stole our pencils. Teacher said she couldn't catch him. So one morning, Papa brought out two brand new ink pens, one for me and my sister, and showed them to her. Said, you see that little hole in that pencil down, in that pen down there? She said, yeah. Well, I said, now you're going to know this pencil, pen, when you see it. Said, that kid's going to steal them things just as soon as he gets a chance at them. Said, he'll have them before night. And said, you ought to be able to find them. Said, I think, he told her, said, I think you can find them pens if you'll try, if he steals. Well, lo and behold, that day, accidentally, we got to write in our copy tablets, they call it, writing copy books. Our pens were gone, mine and my sister's both. Well, that teacher, she was kind of frustrated because she knew that my father was going to be upset with her if she didn't find them. Mm-hmm. So she ran them all around there by the nose and finally she said, well, said, whoever's got them just will bring them up. I said, I'm going to find them. And said, if I got to find them myself, said, I'm going to use a good switch on you. Said, you're going to know you've been whipped. Mm-hmm. Well, none of them brought them up. She told them she brought them up, she wouldn't whip them. Just give them a fuss and keep them in, some of that kind. Mm-hmm. So she then took the books, told them, said, bring your books and everything up. This aisle over here, everything on this row of seats will come up. She searched everything, she put them up on that end of the schoolhouse then. Searched and didn't find. She got down in the second row, middle row of the thing, while an old boy come up, and she searched his books. We figured he had them. Mm-hmm. Well, she hunted. Finally she told him, says, pull off your shoes. There both the pins were stuck in his foot, in his, under his foot, in his shoe. Uh-huh. What are you talking about, a whipping now? Oh boy, got one. She told him, says, you're going to have to quit that. So that's just all there's to it. So that man told me he expected me to find them pins. And he said, you're going to have to quit that foolishness. She finally broke him from it, though, poor boy.
Burned him up pretty good, huh?
Yeah, she burned him up good. She finally broke him. him. At least he quit hooking ours, anyhow. Uh-huh. Pretty well quit hooking all of it, anyhow. I don't know. It doesn't matter when you hook the pen. Some kids are that way. Pencils and old chalk. Crayons. That you color with, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All them old time country schools wasn't nothing to what they are now. Mm-hmm. They wasn't nothing to what they are now.
Did you go to school all day back then?
Yeah, go to school. Right outside, you had to be there by 9 o'clock, and it turns you out at 4 o'clock in the evening. Mm-hmm. You had to walk over that before 9 o'clock, your folks didn't take you. And you had to get back, you had to start home at 4 o'clock. It turned out at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Was there a time during the middle of the day or something that they let you out to play?
We had an hour dinner hour, and in the middle of the morning we had a 15-minute recess, and in the middle of the evening, well, we had another 15-minute recess. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 15 or 20 minutes, somewhere along there. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how much it was.
I see. Oh, I meant to ask you when you were talking about your children, are they from around here?
My children?
Uh-huh.
Four of them live in Houston. Two boys live in Houston, two of the girls. One girl lives back here in northeast Texas, mm-hmm. towards east of Fort Worth, Dallas over there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, one girl does, her husband, they all married, they all got children.